Bring on the new year.
Bring on the new year, huh?
Bring it on.
Hey everybody, what's next? It's Bob.
Hey, Happy New Year! It's Miles!
It's Miles frickin' Tidal.
That's right!
Miles frickin' Tidal.
Happy New Year, Bedford Bulls!
Oh my lord.
So,
it's a brand new year.
Yeah.
2017.
Right. Yeah.
This is the 18th year of Static Radio. We're heading into the 18th year. Did you know that, Miles?
Did you know that I performed the show The Nude?
Yes. Yeah. Hence your wanting to be hands-free while doing the show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody understands, and that's why our listenership has been steadily declining over the years.
My concentration is going down.
Yeah, this is the 18th year. Go figure.
Year 18.
We're going into the year 18. We started this actually in Thanksgiving 1998 was when we first recorded anything under this auspice.
Wow. I
say the official launch is January 1, 1999.
Wow!
But we did actually start recording every week from Thanksgiving 1998. But I don't think the website was done completely until, closer to Christmas. So
2005, I think it finally went up.
Yeah, no, it was. We had a website in 1999.
Oh, wow, 18 years, cool.
Yeah, this is the longest that you've actually done anything anything that actually required you any effort. You know, being married really doesn't require a lot of effort on your part, and so...
It does not.
Yeah.
It does not.
A lot of effort on your wife's part.
Because I am a trophy husband.
Yeah, well, what is that trophy? Like it's like biggest pumpkin, or what?
It's called honorable mention.
Yeah. Is this a Miss Congeniality, or what?
Third place, I think is what it was.
Yeah, yours is the runner-up trophy. It's for the kids who don't actually finish the race.
Yeah.
Because everybody's a winner, so.
Everybody's, one of those things, That's me.
Yeah. And
that's me.
And this is probably what you've done the longest that actually includes some amount of work. I'm not counting your job because I think that this has gone longer than any one of your jobs.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's true. So, and you show up tonight and you aren't prepared tonight.
I was not prepared. My tablet was not charged, nor have I done my list for the upcoming new year. So,
yeah. So, I want to put that out there for everybody.
Because everyone's tired of hearing about all these people dying, in 2016, and I don't want to keep, going towards that. But it freaked me out so much, I didn't really want to do my list.
Right. Well, it's not always about people dying, so.
No, but I usually throw that in there.
You may have a couple of token possibilities for death, and.
Yeah, I know, but I don't feel like doing it,
Well, I told you, you may actually save a life by doing it, because you're so awful at predicting, so.
Oh, I don't know if I'm awful at predicting. I'm actually pretty good at predicting.
We hit a nerve.
Sooner or later, my stuff does come to pass.
Well, yeah. Between you and, like, Ann Landers and so forth, yeah. Yeah, well, who was the lady who did all the predictions? I don't remember. Old newspaper lady. Jean Dixon.
Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo. Well, she died, yeah.
She didn't see that coming, did she?
Yeah. Jean Dixon was the lady. No. Yeah.
Jean Dixon, that's right.
Yeah, so you and Jean Dixon have longevity on your side, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll be ready next week.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing, but I'm used to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I get used to it.
Yeah, I'm very used to it at this point. 17, going on 18 years of disappointment, week after week.
The show is 17, going on 18.
Well, that's even more disappointing that you're doing that. But I thought I'd throw that out there because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, so.
Well, so all three people that listen to the show.
Right, they don't realize it. They have no clue. No clue whatsoever.
High five each other. You know what, though? This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this right now, and you're going to keep me honest about this. This year, I will not mention. There's a guy we know named Smidge Kirtlebaum that listens to the show sometimes. I'm not going to mention his criminal record.
You're just doing it. You're doing it right now.
No, this will be the last time this calendar year I mention it.
Okay.
Because oftentimes I say, oh, yeah, he stole a van and, you know, put it into the pond, you know, and stuff like that.
Was there something about a couch or something as well? Or?
Yes. He a piano, TV set. More recently, he threw a scooter on the ground.
And I think that was somebody with him. I don't think that was actually him.
But. Well, then you're just as guilty, aren't you? You're just as guilty.
I don't know if he's just as guilty, but
you're just as guilty. Yes,
I would say.
But the rest of the year, I'm not even going to mention that.
Okay? You think? I really don't think that this is going to happen. I honestly don't.
I give it like
two to three weeks, most.
Okay.
And then you're going to forget, and then he'll say something.
No, the whole year. I'm not going to mention any more of his criminal record. I don't.
All right, we'll see. Only time will tell, Gene Dixon. So.
All right. That's my prediction right there.
There you go.
Now I want to. Mentioned was the property damage or the thievery or
the drunkenness, public drunkenness,
the harassing phone calls.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention any of it.
Okay. Well, you know, people move on, right? So
people move on. So I'm just not. So that's my prediction right there.
Okay. I'd say that would be more of a New Year's resolution, but
that's my resolution right there.
If you want to call it a prediction, that's fine. That's fine.
I only have nice things to say about Smidge.
Well, say right. one. Say a nice thing to start it all off. We're waiting.
He looks better fat than he did skinny. There.
Oh.
I said it.
Okay.
So
I didn't realize he was fat, but okay.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you know.
Okay. That sounds like one of those backhanded compliments.
No, he is actually. He's a nice guy. He's a very talented guitarist. He's come a long way. Yeah. Super talented.
There you go. Okay, that was a nice thing. That wasn't backhanded at all.
No, he's not fat. I'm the fat one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a little jealousy there. A little jealousy.
It's me being jealous. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Jealous Miles. So I guess we'll look forward to the Polish Nostradamus next week.
Next week. I predict next week I'll be ready to go.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what happens with that. So.
I gotta see what this drink is. I'm so thirsty.
Wait, you gotta drink something, what? What? Are you okay?
There was a drink. Oh. All right, continue.
Oh, okay. Are you okay? So next week, Paulus Nostradamus. Next week, and we'll.
Next week.
We'll see if that happens, and we'll keep you abreast on any mentions of Smidge Kirtlebaum's misdemeanors.
Yes.
So it was Happy New Year, Miles. Had a good, nice, quiet New Year's here at the Lament household for the most part.
You told me off the air you went to bed at 10?
I did, yeah, about 10 o'clock, yeah.
Was that by choice? Or
yeah, no, I was tired. I just went to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Every day's New Year's in my world. Any day can be New Year's. Any day.
Your house, yeah, your house is like that.
Just, okay, New Year's. Woo!
Kids, you want to see me turn on the back system for the house? Stand back.
Stand back.
Here it goes.
So, you know. No big deal.
So what? Did you make some food or what did you
do? Yeah, actually I did. We grilled out. I grilled steaks and we had potato, steak and potato, and what else was there?
Yeah.
Some kind of bread or something, and it was a good dinner. Great
dinner.
Wow. Yeah, great dinner.
Nice.
Yeah, I invited you, but you didn't show up, so I ate yours, and,
Yeah, well, we just went to the back of the Aldi's dumpster there and picked up some hot dogs down and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I had a good, it was a delicious meal.
We had some old car tires in the back, and we just lit them on fire, and that's how we grilled our hot dogs. And
yeah, I put some flavor into them, that's for sure.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool, but it burns when I pee now, so I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think that's always been the case, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, wow, steak and potato? Wow, how do you guys rate? Holy cow, that's some...
Well, I don't know. We've had every year for, like, the past 5 or 6 years, I can remember.
Holy cow, wow.
I mean, if we're home for the holiday, yeah.
Yeah.
If we're not home, then it's whatever's happening. But, yeah, when we're home, I usually cook out. It's been snowing, and I've cooked out, and it's been...
Yeah.
This year, it was kind of sprinkling, I guess. I cooked out, so...
Steak and potatoes.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. You can listen. Probably New Year's shows will tell you, you know. I had steak and potato. That's a good meal.
All those carbs, that's why you probably went to bed so early. You're like,
probably, just tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know we had a good New Year's, and you know.
You watched some dirty movie something?
I watched a what?
You watched some dirty movie or something you told me? Or
I watched actually not a very good movie, to be honest with you.
What was it?
The new version of the Magnificent Seven.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
Not good.
Yeah.
It would be like 1.5 out of 5 or something, you know.
Who's all in this? Who's in this one?
Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Vincent D'Onofrio, Ethan Hawke. And some other people I don't remember.
Oh. Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Didn't they do Training Day together? Was that Ethan Hawke in that?
Yeah, he was in that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was okay, but it just did not capture...
Yeah.
You know, anything. The odd thing was I just watched the original Magnificent Seven probably a week ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, it's from 1959, I think.
Yeah.
And so it's a much different style of movie.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I think it was better overall story-wise and everything, so.
Yeah.
And it had some legendary people in it. Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson.
Oh, yeah. You know,
Ben
Colburn.
Yeah, James Colburn, yeah.
He was obsessed with the Seven Samurai. He used to go and watch that a lot.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah. I was hoping for more, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
So Charles Bronson great dinner, disappointing movie, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles Bronson was in the original, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the original. He was in the original, yeah.
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 Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie. So, I mean, that was the big festivities. I'll tell you that ahead of the new year, we went to my father-in-law's house. And
Oh, boy.
We talked briefly about this before recording.
Right.
But something strange happened while we were there.
You know, that whole sentence put together, I believe it. Whatever you're about to say, I'm going to believe this story 100% because things do get weird at your father-in-law's house. I know that.
So we were there, you know, it was kind of a late Christmas, you know, kind of a meeting, you know. Go see him. Everybody had already gotten their presents. He hadn't gotten his from us, but he'd already sent ours earlier. And so we were there to deliver presents and just, you know, chit-chat and whatnot. And so we're there, and he's got a lot of dogs. I mean, like, you know, he's got less than he used to, but he's still got, like, 6 dogs or 5 dogs. I don't know what it is.
Are they, like, all hunting dogs, I bet, or something?
No. They're all rescue dogs. He's very... He likes to help out with, you know, animals that don't have a home and stuff, so.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, he's got a big yard and stuff, so yeah.
Well, yeah, he's got a big yard, but... So, we were there to see the pups and, you know, talk and whatnot. So, we had had some fun shooting guns in the back 40 or whatever.
We're going to make some more dogs.
For fun and for, you know, just to do it. And we come in and, we're sitting in the living room. You know, it's as many dogs as people at this point, you know, and and I'm sitting on the couch. He's got these big couches, and I'm sitting on the couch with my son and my daughter, and the dogs are like going to each person and saying hi and then moving on, you know, and jumping from couch to couch. And you okay?
Yeah, no. Sorry.
This upsetting you?
I'm picturing the dog sniffing your balls and like having the same reaction. Like,
Well, I did get stepped on quite a few times there, but so
that guy needs to powder his ball.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they're saying. Exactly.
Yeah. So everyone gets the hey howdy from the dogs. Right?
They're moving around. So this one dog, he's a bulldog, is on my daughter's lap. And she's getting tired because it's been kind of a long day. You know, we drove back and forth in one day rather than spending the night. So she's kind of leaning her head back, and my son's next to her, and then I'm next to him. And so they're petting the dog. And this French bulldog, and he's, you know, he makes a lot of noise because you know how they got the nose problems and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, and so for some reason, my daughter's petting the dog. He takes a hold of her hand, and he's, like, helping her pet the dog. And he's, like, out of nowhere, he decides to stick her finger in the dog's butt. Like too enticing, I don't know. So a fight ensues between now, mind you, the dog didn't seem to mind. He seemed perfectly happy with the whole situation.
Yeah, yeah, Me next.
but my daughter was none too enthused about the whole ordeal.
Did her finger actually touch the bee hole at any?
Oh no, he stuck. It was like a knuckle in.
Oh my god!
Like checking the oil. And I'm like, why did you do that? Why in the world?
We were watching Caligula last week, Dad, and you said it was okay.
He just said, I don't know. We were petting the dog, and I thought, wouldn't it be funny? Oh, my God.
A long time ago, I'm laughing, and my wife is watching me tell a story, but I almost did this to her one time. She was petting the dog, and I almost did it. I almost.
You should have, apparently.
It was very close. Yeah.
Well, they fought a little bit.
Oh, my God, so your daughter is like knuckle deep in this dog's beehole.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Just for a split second. I mean, it was like a foom, foom, you know, in and out, so.
Well, yeah, I saw it.
This wasn't like a half an hour or something, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I'm hoping it was very quick, in and out journey. Oh, my God. Oh.
So everybody laughs. I'm like asking, I'm trying to like, you know, be a good father, and I'm like, why would you do this? But I'm laughing, and
yeah,
you know, they're fighting a little bit, and then everybody calm down. My daughter goes to wash her hand, you know, thank goodness. And very funny. So we were on our way to dinner,
uh-huh.
And so we took off to go to dinner. And we sit down, and we went to Long John Silver's, of all places. But anyway.
Yeah.
And we're sitting down talking, and my father-in-law just thought that was the funniest thing. He's like, we had a lot of fun today. We're waiting for our food, you know. A lot of fun today, you know, and shooting the guns and the Christmas stuff. And then the dog's, you know, over there, and he's like, I've been violated. And at that moment, the lady walks up with the food.
Oh, no.
And we're like laughing. Oh. And she's like looking at us. She's like, I can't help you.
You don't have to tip me. I'm not coming back.
Yeah. It was bizarre. So we laughed some more because she totally walked in at the wrong time there. So.
Oh my God, that is hilarious! Thank you for sharing that. That was a funny story.
So anyway, so I don't know, you know, we've had a whole discussion about not doing that to his sister.
You know, you should not make your sister do stuff.
Yeah, the poor dog. But yeah, again, like I said, he didn't seem to be upset by it at all. It was all kind of par for the course for him, I guess. I don't know.
What's that, Daddy? No.
Yeah. So that was the big doings just ahead of the new year was.
Is this new New Year's tradition? I guess.
Where the people are funny and the dogs run scared. I don't know what the...
Okay, which dog gets the exam next?
It's a new year. We have to, you know. Let's check for polyps, everyone.
Where's Frenchie at? He had a good time last year. Let's try it again.
Yeah, maybe he's ready. He's official. He's like Puxatawny Phil. He's a...
Me next!
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Frenchie finger.
Yeah, Frenchie got fingers.
So, yeah, that was what's been going on around here. A little mischief there.
Good times.
good times.